With a teeth-clenching bang, the door swung open. A cloud of dust enveloped the small room. Shakespeare coughed into the back of his hand and got woozily to his feet. A husky woman's voice echoed in his ears. "Yeah, that's not going to happen." Shakespeare stared as the woman stepped through the doorway and into his house. He noted all of the elements of theatrical Greek costume in her dress. Golden sandals, a carefully arrayed toga the color of elephant tusk. Her arms, bare to the shoulder, were smooth, lean, and surprisingly muscular. Her coal-black eyes radiated a playful dangerousness. Shakespeare shuddered as she took in his slight frame, rumpled broad-collared shirt, and wine-droplet-spattered collarless jacket. Her gaze pinned him in his place as an insect to a glass pane. "Your Gallimimus Iohane Shakespeare?" He scowled, the temper flared anew. "My thrice-damned birth name! That's the truth of the matter! I'd buried it good in a lockbox! How did you find—"
"I have my sources," the woman shrugged. "So, I'm in the right spot, at least. Now I can get to work."
Her nose wrinkled at the scent of wood smoke, spilled wine, and stale food. But ultimately, her glance fell upon the waist-high pile of crumpled parchment that lay next to Shakespeare's writing table. She let out a weary sigh.
"And from the looks of it, I have my work cut out for me. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot."
She made a curtsy, the motion brusque and unpracticed. "Introductions. I'm new at that part. The name is Calidora, and I'm your muse." Shakespeare gaped at her.
My muse? E'en if I took leave of my reason and entertained your claim, you cannot be my muse."
"Oh?"
"I say not."
Shakespeare raised his chin, his expression misty-eyed. "For my muse is a willowy thing, a gentle creature of alabaster, one who would ascend the brightest heaven of invention at my side."
Calidora crossed her arms, a thundercloud of a frown on her face.
"Yeah, well, that's bad luck for you, Will. And I hope you don't mind me calling you Will, since you and I are going to be working together."
But, my willow of alabaster."
Calidora made a rude noise.
"You're thinking of my sister Calliope, the muse of epic poetry and plays?"
"Then be off, for I wish the entire kingdom for my stage and veritable princes to act."
"That's the second time you've told me to be off,"
Calidora said, her voice stern. She pushed her way through the room's debris to stand in front of Shakespeare, hands on her finely toned hips.
"Well, guess what? Calliope's come down with a terrible case of writer's cramp. Olympus was out of muses for merry old England. So you got me. I'm the muse of boxing."